This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249 regarding Robert, last name is Johns, J-O-H-N-S, date of birth May 17th, 1944. Dear Miss Barnhart, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Johns, with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was December 20th of last year. He has lost 15 pounds over the last 7 months, and he is limiting caloric intake, and he tries to stay active by golfing regularly. He does have pulmonary fibrosis after prolonged use of amarodione. It's affected his left lower lung, but he is not able to walk upstairs, but he is able to golf with a cart. So he does try to do that on a regular basis. He's had no hospitalizations since his last visit, and he's just finishing cardiac rehabilitation, and he's done well with that. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have chronic dyspnea, as previously stated. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Ramipril, 2.5 milligram daily. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Lasix is 10 milligram three times a week. In addition to his other routine medications. Physical examination, weight 232 pounds, pulse 71, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure left arm setting, large adult cuff 126 over 62. His neck is supple, there's no JVD or carotid bruise, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 19, 2023. Creatinine is 1.7, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 41, albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.5, sodium 138. Potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 18, phosphorus 3.7, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 41, hemoglobin 11.5 with normal white count, normal platelets, urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease without progression and no symptoms. 2, diabetic nephropathy with low-level proteinuria history, not currently any proteinuria. 3, pulmonary fibrosis, stable. 4, metabolic acidosis, stable. 5, mild anemia, we'll continue to monitor this. 6, coronary artery disease with prior bypass surgery, clinically stable, just completing cardiac rehab. We've asked him to continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 to 4 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.